Hey guys, welcome back to the Don't Sell a Squad podcast, episode 42, Marbella and Knee Rehab Frameworks. So in this episode, I will cover an update on my current trip to Marbella and the knee rehab framework I use for myself and clients. I'll start off just chatting a bit about Marbella and then I'll go into the knee rehab framework that I'm using on myself to rehab my own knee. Should hopefully come back to martial arts, so jiu-jitsu and kickboxing next week when I go home. So on the holiday, it's a bit of a random one. Me and my brother were thinking of going somewhere and he was thinking of maybe he'd have like a month off work and we might go somewhere for a month. And look, I'm lucky enough that I can work online so I could go anywhere. And we're actually meant to go to Tirana. We were looking up just cheap enough places in Europe to live and yeah, nice food, good weather, gyms. So yeah, it was Tirana and somewhere else we were thinking of. And then I think instead of a month, then he was looking to go somewhere for a week. And through actually watching people on YouTube, a few guys I watch on YouTube were living in Marbella and I saw them training the gyms there and their lifestyle or whatever, and I was like, ah, yeah, if you haven't picked anywhere yet, you could throw Marbella into the mix. And yeah, then I think like a few hours later, he sent back a few Airbnbs and he's like, right, let's book this one. I was like, ah, cool, let's go for it. So yeah, I think the holiday changed 3 or 4 times in terms of duration, in terms of location, and here we are in Marbella for a week. So that was how we decided on the place and the plans for coming here. Yeah, look, brother just wanted a holiday. Said I don't want to come along. I said, why not? So, yeah, it's been, look, we're not going mad party mode. It's chilling, training cool gyms, eating good food. We are out as well. Probably go out maybe 3 times overall. We're out once so far. A lot of whiskeys were drank. Cool place as well. Cool rooftop bar. I think it was Breathe was the one that we were in. And I think we're going to La Salle tonight. I think that's the more popular one. But yeah, that's it. And in terms of work then, like the stuff I talk about in the Lifestyle Design University, there's different gears where it works. So with me, now I'm just down to a lower gear. So I'm just doing like 2 hours work a day, just keeping up with the client messages and just putting out small bits of content. That's it. You know, so it's cool that you can kind of ramp it down when you're on a bit of a holiday, and when I go back home then I'll ramp it up again. So in terms of what we're doing today, like even today, as I said, I might just do an hour of work, hour or two of work. On some of the days, then we've got breakfast, we'll head out there, just do a bit of sunbathing, chill, come back in and then reader. Depends what day it is, if it's a chill day. It's not really a plan, but for today, we'll be heading to the gym, get in a good workout, then get some nice food after, come home here, chill, have drinks and head out. So yeah, pretty cool lifestyle to be living for the week. Okay, so into the knee rehab framework then. So for, I suppose, those who don't know, I got knee surgery there, 7 weeks ago? I think 6-7 weeks ago. And the same knee rehab framework I'm using here, I'd be using for clients too, but it's a better way to help understand the boxes that you need to tick for rehab. Because a lot of the times, you know, we'll just do some of the general rehab stuff that you see and then you go back to your sport and get injured again and you're wondering what is going on. So for the framework, you can think of mobility, strength, and coordination. So that's an easy framework to use for any rehab, to be honest. I'm just using it here for the knee. So for mobility, do you have the necessary range of motion that you need for your day-to-day life and for your sport? For strength, that's your ability to absorb and produce force. So you could think of like protection and performance. The more force you can absorb from an opponent on top of you, from hitting the floor, if it's a field sport, whatever, you're going to be more protected from injury. And obviously the more force you can produce, that'll help with your performance. And then last one was coordination. So that's making sure that the body is well coordinated. So like that each part of the body is doing its own job. The easy analogy there would be of a runner. Okay, so let's say a runner who's getting like knee issues. Maybe their lower body, instead of the load being evenly spread throughout their leg, we'll say like glute, quad, hamstring, knee, calf, just taking 5 random parts. We want roughly like 20-20-20-20-20, we'll say. What if it's 10-10-40, like 40% of the load is going in through the knee? Then like, it doesn't matter how strong the quads are, over the hundreds, thousands of steps in a match, in a marathon, it's going to be getting niggly. Do you see what I mean? So the coordination is just trying to balance the load more optimally. There's no perfect here, and those numbers are just made up. Like, we're never going to exactly know, but just balance the load more optimally throughout the body for whatever sport you're doing. And this can explain things. Like, even yesterday, chatting a few people in the DMs, some guy asked me about an injury. You know, he had a left hamstring injury, out for a good while. Now he did a bit of physio. Now he's trying to go back to Gaelic, I think it was, and he pulled it again. And even now he feels like the right hamstring is going a bit, or was it the right calf? So when I hear those things, like, look, I don't think the rehab he's done is obviously great at all, but when I hear those type of things, like, oh, like an injury here, now I feel it's moving over here, that kind of stuff, that tells me straight away, they definitely need some coordination work. Like, I think they need to probably work on all of those stuff, but they definitely need some sort of coordination work in there. And even the one that always springs to my mind, like, I've worked with all different, like, the elderly people just wanted to walk, to like elite athletes aiming for the Olympics. When I worked with Harry Purcell, I mainly did a lot of coordination work with him, and that helped him. Like, he won his first men's national title only because he was able to keep training. He went in the hard block before the taper and the race. He used to pull his hamstring. He pulled it like 7 times in 6 years. And I think it's largely down to the coordination work that we did, because he was already strong as fuck. He has his own S&C team and his own physio and everything else. So like, that really hammered at home that, you know, at that elite level, it can just be, you know, the 1 or 2%. So there we have it: mobility, strength, coordination. And for me then, the main issue for me is the mobility. So I got knee arthroscopy, saying that right? So basically got the meniscus cleared out in my knee, most of it, because I couldn't bend it. So I can't bend my knee fully, which depends on your sport that you're doing, but for jiu-jitsu that's horrendous, because the most like basic position in jiu-jitsu is sitting on your heels. Like, you can't really do jiu-jitsu if you can't bend your knees fully. I tried many times, tried to go back like 5 times, I tore it again another 5 times, don't recommend doing that. So yeah, I need to be able to bend that right knee fully, or it's just, as I found out, I can't do jiu-jitsu, no matter how much I try to stay away from that position. It's just fundamental to jiu-jitsu. So in terms of, yeah, mobility, strength, coordination. Strength and coordination, they've come on so much. Like, I'm back, you know, I couldn't barely walk on it the first day. I'm all the way up to nearly doing full stack, like knee extension, hamstring exercise, all the machines in the gym, back doing squats and different things. So like, the strength is back. I'll obviously keep building it back up to my strength goals, like, that I've got derailed for many times, like a big heavy squat, but it's fine for jiu-jitsu. So strength is ticked. Coordination, yeah, I'm back. I'm doing the coordination, getting, obviously, because the right one was the one I had to limp on. So again, I want to make sure the body isn't putting all the force, using the left side of the body much more than the right, because that's what happens. We don't realize this. When you get injured, your brain is so smart, it will move around it, but it won't just reset afterwards. So that's a literally example of coordination there. The brain could be putting 70% of my weight into my left leg to let the right leg heal. We need to work and balance that back out afterwards. So I've done that. I even worked up to, I can jump on it and different things, and the knee's feeling fine. And again, I'm doing jiu-jitsu. I'm not like doing a field sport. I'm going to be sprinting and all these things, so I don't need to do a whole bunch of that. So for me, like, the strength and coordination are ticked, just in terms of me getting back doing jiu-jitsu very lightly. Definitely, it's fine. So the mobility is the main thing for me, and the ability to close the knee fully. And only I've done it twice, so it still needs some more work. Like, I've literally only bent that knee twice fully since the surgery. So for example, sitting on your heels, like, I can't do that. If I tried to do it now, because I'm only up like half an hour, if I tried to do that now, it won't happen. And I'm trying to close it, and it just feels like a door that won't close. It feels like a door that has a pebble stuck in the hinge. It doesn't feel great, but through doing a little routine, I can get the heel to just about kind of, to touch my bum, which is what I want, but it's not comfortable, so I need to go a bit more on that. So I'll finish on telling you what I'm doing. So basically, look, you know a good framework now for knee rehab, or for any rehab really, and that'll help you think, what am I actually missing? And if you're struggling, obviously, look, message me. That's what the Physical Freedom Program is there for. But I'll tell you what I'm doing just for the mobility section, where I'm trying to get the knee to close fully. Another little process in here, so we can go stretch, strength, and movement. Okay, I won't go into it now. That could be another podcast on specific things that we can do within each section. So I can do a little stretch, a little strength, and then a little bit of movement. It's a nice combination that helps open up range of motion. So for example, with this one, the stretch, because I'm trying to bend the knee fully, what muscles, if they're tight, could restrict it? The quad would be the main one. Okay, so I can do some quad stretching either standing or sitting down to help open up the quads to assist in the knee bend. Then in terms of strength, if you can imagine, you know, I might put this up on Instagram this week actually, to, you know, just so you can actually see that little sequence. Imagine trying to sit on your heels, but you can't. So when I can't sit fully on my heels, that's the knee bend. I might be able to go to there. So I can do reps there. Pushing my legs through the floor, bringing, you know, it's like a quad extension machine, except with my body. So that's what I can be doing. Instead of going the full way down, because I can't, I can just be doing reps like that, like going up and down and just getting the quad work and getting a bit of strength in that position that my body doesn't want to go into. And then after that, you can do different types of movement then. So once it's opening up, if it is, if it's not, again, you know, a lot of this stuff is nuanced, which is why you need help with it. But after that, we can start doing movement. So I can actually start mimicking some of the jiu-jitsu positions that we do in the class. And that could be like bending this knee fully and up on the other knee. Like, I can't really, you know, you'd have to kind of see in the video, which I might put up on Instagram this week. But that's a nice little framework. So again, you can do a bit of a stretch for whatever muscles you feel are limiting you. Then you can do a bit of a strength exercise. You can even do holds. So you can do holds or movements. And then the last one, you want to start replicating, the movements that you do in your sport. Because if this is the gauge of like rehab is down here, your sport is up here. It's all little ladders, little stepping stones. And you want to be able to do them. So you don't just want to do a few band exercises in rehab and then you jump back up here and you get injured again. You've missed so many steps. So the mobility strength coordination is in here. But like, we're not even up here at the sport. Even here, you want to be able to replicate the moves of your sport in a safe environment. Like, just think about it. If you can't do some of the movements that you have to do in your sport in a safe environment here, why are you surprised when you go to a chaotic environment of the pitch and you're getting injured or you can't do them? Of course, that's going to be the case. You need to be able to do them. You need to be very competent at them in a safe environment, first of all, and just to see that your body is capable of doing it again. And for your mental side of it too, you want to be confident going back to sport. Like, here's another thing that you can always think of. If you're walking onto the pitch and you are unsure if you're going to be okay to play that match, your rehab wasn't good enough. Like, you should be confident. You should have already mimicked the parts of your sport before you're going onto the pitch. And that's most people. That's the guy who messaged me doing a bit of rehab, going back onto the pitch. Jeez, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Play the game. Like, so that's the thing. Look, if you're walking onto the pitch or onto the mats and you're thinking, or you're nervous, like, oh, I don't know if my body's able for this, your rehab wasn't half good enough. Okay, I think I'll leave it there. Just wanted to definitely get this done. I was saying I dropped off the podcast, whatever, is 8 weeks out of the year, and if I keep on it for the rest of the year, I'll hit 80%, which is what I'm telling clients. Look, 80-20, like, look, you just do 80% if you keep moving forward. Then I went on holidays, I was like, oh no, forgot the mic, but look, this will be good enough. Okay, so three ways I can help you then. We have the Physical Freedom Program. That's my one-to-one coaching program on how to overcome chronic pain and injury and reach your athletic potential. So as I was saying, I work for lots of different people, but the stats work with hundreds of clients across 37 different sports and activities over three separate continents, covering injuries to all joints in the human body. So if you want to join them, not settling for the movement limitations, DM me on Instagram or email me at guywhodidn'tsell@gmail.com. We have the Mental Freedom course there as well. That's my self-awareness course that teaches you how to stop looping and suffering and gives you practical tools to skillfully navigate your own mind. Last one then, we got the Lifestyle Design University. So for just €49, you can have the blueprint to design the life true to yourself. That helps you avoid the biggest regret of humanity in the process, which is not living a life true to myself, living the life others expected of me. And then in terms of follow-up contact, more info on all them programs up on the website, documentaries on the website as well. If you're just come across this, like, who the hell is this guy? Guy Didn't Sell, what's all that about? You can check that out. And as I said, yeah, get in contact, email guywhodidn'tsell@gmail.com or DM me on Instagram. So that's it. Time to cook some eggs and bacon, go chill, then go gym, and go for a few drinks. Okay, so don't settle, live true to yourself. See you next week.